Good morning. Do you know the story of David and Goliath? What you might not know is the king, King Saul, had a whole army of men to help him conquer the enemy. And even though he had all these men, it was like putting eggs in a basket. None of them wanted to come out of the basket. They saw the giant and they didn't want to come out of the basket. And then David came along and he got stones. Now, this one isn't very round, but it's smooth. Why do you suppose he chose smooth stones? Well, I don't think he wanted to put them in a basket. He wanted to use them in his sling, but why would he need smooth stones? Why? I don't know if you've played with rocks much. You have? Okay. You take a stone that's smooth, it's going to go further than a stone that's rough. Why do you suppose that is? Why?
Because the rocket launcher likes it, so it
just... Well, we're not doing rocket launchers. A smooth stone has been worn away and made smooth by constant action of the water against the rocks, knocking them together. The smoother the rock, the further they go. And David had a tall giant to take care of. We can be like these rocks. The smoother we let God make us, the further we'll go in keeping his words. Amen. How do we get to be smooth rocks? CJ, put that down. How do we get to be smooth rocks? We get to be smooth rocks by following God's word and obeying our parents. So now, you tell me, how do we get to be smooth rocks? By obeying our parents and following God's word. Very good. Let's have a little prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these children and for their willingness to follow your rules and your Bible, your word. And for their willingness to follow their parents' rules, even though sometimes they may not understand why they're there. Thank you and bless them. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.